Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Kevin Moore Show. I'm Kevin Moore, and it is a pleasure to be spending the next hour with you. Our opening musical selection was Promises, Promises, a wonderful song from the great composer Burt Bacharach. And that's what I have for all of you today, the promise that this next hour will be informative, interesting, provocative, and maybe even a little exciting. A promise that our discussions will give you something to think about today and hopefully something to talk about tomorrow. Or what I'd like to think of as a civilized hour of culture and conversation. Well, as I like to do to begin each of our shows, I like to read or share a recent poignant story or an especially interesting essay or some philosophical quotes or thoughts or sometimes even a little poetry that touches or speaks to us all. Well, I haven't had the time to share some New Year's resolution thoughts, but I thought I would do that now, written by Tom Mazuris from Hinsdale. A New Year's resolution, Tom writes, it's that time of year again, the period after Christmas celebrations and New Year's parties, out with the old and in with the new. It's the start of a new year, new habits, new attitudes, and fresh beginnings. You see it as people jog slowly by with new sweatsuits and tennis shoes, walking at times to catch their breath. You see it in local restaurants where salad sales are up, and as a result, half-full patrons leave hungry, craving double cheeseburgers. You see it in the neighborhood health clubs where treadmills are now full after being empty just a month earlier. It's a period of time when dieters, smokers, drinkers, and the disorganized seem to have suddenly found new religion in their zeal to meet their personal improvements and goals for the new year. According to the internet source, the top 10 New Year's resolutions are as follows. Spend more time with family and friends, exercise, lose weight, quit smoking, enjoy life more, quit drinking, get out of debt, learn something new, help others, get better organized. While these are all terrific goals, I'm proposing to add an 11th resolution to the list, one that is less about self and more about others. And while this is not necessarily a singular resolution, perhaps collectively these ideas are something we all should consider. Be a good and responsible neighbor. Be kind to your family and others. Pick up trash on the way to the train station or town. Say hello to the jogger or shopkeeper. Let the pedestrian pass. Teach your children to become good citizens. Don't charge into the train at the expense of others. Volunteer in a charitable cause. Make your community better in some way. If all of us resolve to consciously make our local communities better each day, our area would be an even better place to live. Give that some thought. So, Happy New Year, and good luck with all your resolutions, especially exercising and lose weight. From Tom Mazuris of Hinsdale. That's very true. And we should have some resolutions. I'm thinking of mine from last year. I don't think they've changed this year, actually. But nonetheless, we keep making them, right? The Auditorium Theater presents the 11th annual Too Hot to Handle, the Jazz Gospel Messiah, an annual weekend celebration honoring the life and legacy of civil rights icon Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King, Jr. on January 16th and 17th. The Auditorium Theater presents its annual King Holiday Celebration performances of Too Hot to Handle the Jazz Gospel Messiah on Saturday, January 16th and 17th. The exuberant reinvention of Handel's Messiah comes in the form of a vibrant mix of jazz, gospel, blues, swing, classical, and scat, featuring soloists Roderick Dixon, Elfreda Burke, and Karen Murray Richardson. Too Hot to Handle has become a King holiday tradition for many Chicago families and centers on Dr. King's global vision of a beloved community that embraces the philosophy of change through nonviolence, said Auditorium Theater Board of Trustees Chairman Charlie Gardner. In a time where violence continues to plague our great city, we are proud to present a celebration that promotes a positive and unified community through music. The conductor for Too Hot to Handle, the Jazz Gospel Messiah's 50-piece symphony orchestra and jazz ensemble is Susan Millar Acton, who serves as artistic and music director of Detroit's Rackham Symphony Choir and choral master for the Michigan Opera Theater. The 100-member Too Hot to Handle choir is directed by Old St. Pat's director of concert choirs, Bill Frayer. The show also prominently features renowned pianist Alvin Waddles, whose culminating solo stands as a high point of the evening. And on the line with us right now is Elfreda Burke. Elfreda is an award-winning star of stage, screen, and television, and operatic soprano, has performed with the Chicago Symphony and the Milwaukee Symphony, has appeared at Ravinia and the Grant Park Music Festival, is a proud graduate of Roosevelt University Chicago College of the Performing Arts, where we proudly serve together on its board. She, with Roderick Dixon, and together with Karen Marie Richardson, will be appearing January 16th and 17th in what has become an annual tradition at the Auditorium Theater, Too Hot to Handle, the Jazz Gospel Messiah. And with us right now is our good friend, Alfreda Burke. Al, welcome back to the Kevin Moore Show.
Thank you, Kevin. So wonderful to be with you today.
Great to have you. Happy New Year, kiddo.
Thank you. Happy New Year to you as well.
Heavens, I missed you. I'm not at the board meetings anymore. How are things going on the board? Good?
Oh, very well. Very well. Moving right along. Well, we definitely miss your presence.
Well, a unique kidding around more than anything else, I think. But you know, the board is great because of people like you, Alfreda, and who are engaged, who not only have gone to the school but are engaged in the school and are able to give back. And you and Rod have done such a great job doing that, give back in what has become just a terrific tradition that we all look forward to. You know, we need something right after the holidays, and this is a way to celebrate the great Dr. Martin Luther King holiday, and that's Too Hot to Handle. 11 years I'm doing this.
That's right, 11 years.
Geez, you were still in high school when this started.
I'll take the compliment.
Well, it's a lot of fun. Tell us about the musical presentation itself.
Oh, gosh, it's a wonderful, energetic, exuberant piece. It's powerful. The text certainly comes from the scriptures, and it is Handel's Messiah, but it is Handel's Messiah on steroids. So you do maintain the Baroque elements, and you do have... which, you know, Handel did compose this piece in 24 days, so that shows you how inspired he was to do this wonderful piece, you know, based on the life, the birth, life, death, and resurrection of Jesus Christ, the Messiah. Mm-hmm. But this, and he wrote it in 1741. It's lots of wonderful stories behind that and along with that. But Too Hot to Handle certainly springs off of that, and it goes into many directions as far as musical genres. Lots of diversity. It's a hybrid of maintaining the Baroque elements as well as going into jazz, gospel, blues, rock, fusion, reggae, Latin music. Oh, gosh, you hear just pieces of everything in there. So it is a piece that I think the entire family, all ages, and a diversity of cultures would certainly enjoy. And it does, it fits right hand in hand with Dr. King's birthday, because he was a man of peace, Nobel Prize recipient, and he was a gospel minister. So of all things, you know, so it's perfect to celebrate his life as well.
So what you're saying is Handel composed this in 3 weeks?
He did.
Good Lord.
That's 24 days, 3 weeks from August 22nd through September 14th of 1741.
What was the background? What's some of the backstory on that?
Oh, well, the scriptures were put together by Charles Jennens, and he submitted it as a libretto to Handel. And Handel was so inspired to do it that it's said about him that he did it nonstop. He didn't want to rest, and there were times that he didn't even want to eat until he finished it. And some of the funny stories are... when it was first performed in Dublin, Ireland, he had a specific singer in mind, Susanna Sibber, I believe it was. She was a singer/actress, and he knew that she was going to be very dramatic in her delivery, and she sang it so well that, what is his name, Dr. Patrick Delaney of St. Patrick's Cathedral stood and shouted after she sang He Was Despised It. He shouted, "Woman, for this be all thy sins forgiven."
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
And so there was a marital scandal surrounding her name. But that, you know, really touched him and moved him. And this piece has been moving people down through the centuries. And as you know, it's done annually. Handel's Messiah is done annually at Christmas time and at Easter time. But it's funny that, you know, we would have Too Hot to Handle based on scheduling and the availability at the Auditorium Theater. That's how it started out in December, but you have the Nutcracker crowding the schedule and many other Christmas and Hanukkah events. So it ends up celebrating Dr. King's birthday, and what a perfect fit for it.
Oh, sure. You know, that's interesting, because as that gentleman who stood up at the original production of it. You got everybody standing up in the auditorium now when Handel Messiah is played, because nobody sits down. There's such an energy in the auditorium when you and Rod and Karen are singing. It's just so exciting. You get goosebumps just thinking about it.
It's such a wonderful, powerful piece. It's so much larger than all of us on that stage. And it's a labor of love for Rod and I. Certainly, I can speak for myself. It's such a meaningful piece. Whether I'm doing the original Handel's Messiah or doing Too Hot to Handle, it is ministry to me. And Handel was a man of the people because he did his piece as a benefit for 3 local charities. He did it for the Foundling Hospital. It's said that he was concerned about orphans, all kinds of people. And then even all of these scores, that it says that he had several versions of the score.
Huh.
So, and then he, you know, different voices, but he wrote it so that different voices could do different pieces.
Huh.
And, you know, Waukesha edition, he has various versions of voices singing But Who May Abide, number 6. So you could have the baritone do it. You could have a mezzo-soprano do it. A soprano can even do it. There's a version for her. So with him, you know, having diversities of scores, versions, I think he would be tickled, you know, to hear Too Hot to Handle.
I remember when we did present this before Christmas. Now we're presenting it around, which is very appropriately around, celebration of Dr. Martin Luther King. What was the initiation? How did this start with you and Rod getting involved in this?
Oh, gosh. Miran Alsop, who is now the conductor and music director of Baltimore Symphony, she commissioned this piece in the early 90s, and she was at Concordia Orchestra, which performed it at Lincoln Center and Avery Fisher Hall.
Uh-huh.
There back then, as well as a Denver symphony. And she called on 2 of her friends, Bob Christensen and Gary Anderson, to re-envision Handel's Messiah and to come up with a version of this piece, an updated, she said, in her own words,
mm-hmm.
an updated version. And, you know, but still have ornamentation and improvisation. So they came up with Too Hot to Handle, and it's been performed ever since. And now I think she does a version at Carnegie Hall that involves students.
Mm-hmm.
It's students throughout New York City.
And how did you and Rad get involved in it?
Well, 1 year, and you know, it was written with Thomas Young in mind,
uh-huh.
because Thomas Young could do jazz effortlessly. He has
uh-huh.
a body of work for jazz, but also he's a classically trained tenor who also had a classical body of work, an operatic body of work. So 1 year he couldn't do it. He had to be in Europe. And he said, well, personally, I think that could replace me for these performances this year would be Roderick Dixon.
Hmm.
And when Rod sang the piece, I think it was 1993, he came away saying in his heart, this piece must be performed in Detroit, at Detroit Opera House, where we performed it for 13 years,
hmm.
14 times.
Wow.
And then he said it must be performed in the city of Chicago as well. And he's like Chicago audiences. It's perfect for Chicago audiences.
Oh, sure.
Yeah, our metropolitan area has everything in it, you know, as far as music goes and the arts go and architecture and food and churches, everything you name. I mean, we have Chicago on Broadway. We have the Lyric Opera. We have Chicago Symphony Orchestra.
Sure.
And then all of our institutions, of course, Roosevelt University.
Sure.
You know, it has been wonderful in the city of Chicago for 11 years, and he was right. It's funny because Suzanne Acton was she's at Detroit Opera House,
right.
and with Rackham Symphony Choir. She was saying, Rod, I heard about this piece. He said, I just did it. He said, I have the score in my dressing room. I'll bring it out to you. And the rest has been history. So they both wanted this piece. And then you have Brett Batterson. He was at the Detroit Opera House at the time, Michigan Opera Theater. And then he came to Chicago
right.
as CEO
right.
of Auditorium Theater, Roosevelt University. And he said, I definitely want to bring Too Hot to Chicago. So those are all of the players, and the chairman of his board at that time, Mel Catton, made sure that it happened.
Right, right. You know, it's interesting because, you know, we're going to miss Brett, of course. Now he's down in, where is he, Nashville or?
It's Memphis.
Memphis, yeah.
Memphis, Tennessee. Yeah. Already miss him greatly.
Yeah. Yeah, he did such a great job, and his legacy will live on. And but certainly, if not for no other reason, then Too Hot to Handle, because it's something that everybody enjoys coming to, and you do it year in and year out. It's not something singular you come to once and, well, that's it. But because every year you look forward to it. You know, we look forward to celebrating the legacy of Dr. Martin Luther King, and we look forward to coming to see Too Hot to Handle. I'm sorry that Rod is, you know, I guess he's too busy to talk on the show. He doesn't want to be on the show, he said.
No,
I'm just kidding.
You need it to secure life.
I know, just kidding. But tell him I miss him anyway.
Yes, I sure will.
But, you know, you guys just do a great job, and it's something we look forward to every year. And what's next up in store for Alfreda Burke and Rod Dixon?
Gosh, we have a duo concert that we're doing around. It's a national tour, and also our CD will be released really soon.
Mm-hmm.
We've been in the studio working on it already, and we think it's something special that people will enjoy, and that's Songs of a Dream. And it is our life stories, and our musical careers, individually and collectively.
Oh, really?
And our story as husband and wife and how that came to be.
Isn't that interesting? How did it come to be?
You know, we were doing, we met each other through a mutual friend at the, I was at Chicago Symphony, Rod was at the Lyric Opera House, uh-huh. And we had a mutual friend who invited us to do Christmas caroling for a corporation one holiday season. And then he played matchmaker. And the rest is history. We found out we had so many parallels. We were both pastor's kids.
Uh-huh.
We both come from very musical families. We both, our birthdays are in the same month.
Really? Are you from Chicago?
We both play Hammond organ and piano.
Are you originally from Chicago?
I'm originally from Chicago.
Really? Where at?
He's from Queens, New York.
Where in Chicago did you grow up?
South Side.
Where at?
Yeah. Oh, where?
Yeah.
Oh, 95th and Green.
Really?
94th and Green.
Yeah, we're from Beverly. I didn't know that.
It's not too far from Beverly.
No, right.
Longwood or Brainerd area.
Right, exactly. Yeah. Now, where'd you go to high school?
Lindblom Technical High School.
Remember, I'll tell you what, who I used to work for. You'll remember the name. Phil Robinson was the athletic director there. Phil Robinson, he was the swimming coach and the athletic director, and I used to be a lifeguard and work for him. He was a great guy. Lindblom, now it's not a technical high school, now it's a special high school, isn't it?
It's wonderful. What do you mean, what it is today?
Yeah.
I don't know. I should know because I am part of the Alumni Association, but for my year.
Big high school.
We just had a reunion a couple of years ago, and one of the ambassadors is from Lindblom.
Mm-hmm.
Technical High School, Jamila Beagle Smith.
Mm-hmm.
Jamila Smith Beagle, actually, yeah.
Now, were you in the choir at the Lindblom?
I was.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, Dr. Robert Ekstrom.
Hmm.
Yeah, he had long eyebrows. They grew straight out. Oh, boy, talk about a charismatic personality. He certainly was. And I was just bitten and smitten by the music bug before I got to Lindblom. But he sure made sure that I majored in it in college.
Well, what kind of contemporary music do you like, other than the gospel music, of course, and the classical music that you sing or are involved in? Do you subscribe to any of the new music and stuff, like Adele or anything like that?
Like Adele?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, we love classical crossover, contemporary rhythm and blues, jazz, stylized jazz for me.
Mm-hmm.
Blues and grew up on gospel music, so that's really part of my fiber. I do like, I like to listen to, if it is hip-hop or rap, what have you, all these various styles of music, I love Latin and all kinds, but if it is, let's just say, not expletives everywhere,
sure.
I can enjoy it. If it is affirming, and it builds people up rather than subscribing to stereotypes or something.
Sure, sure. You know, very frankly, if more people would come and enjoy Two at the Handle, I think we'd have less problems in the city of Chicago than we do right now. And it's coming from two people, yourself and myself, who grew up in the south side of Chicago, you know?
Yeah, you know, music enriches people's lives. It makes you a well-rounded person, a whole gestalt, and it even carries over into the academics. I always thought that as an educator. And, you know, you hear the stories about if you play Mozart or various the masters to fetuses or even infants, how that would develop their brains. And music is said to be the most cognitive of the arts. And you do use the left and the right side of your brain for music. So it really enriches, and it would be so great if it were in all schools, and that, you know, students didn't have to wait till they got to high school or go to special school or charter school or something to get it. It should be available to everybody.
Well, isn't it our responsibility as parents and teachers and grandparents and so forth that we expose these young people to that, because that's the next generation that's going to come up. I said I was thinking about this morning as I was driving over to the studio here, Al, and it's talking to some of my guys that work with us. I said, you know, if you really get stressed out, maybe what you should do is think about putting a little Mozart on in the low,
yeah,
and just enjoy that for a second. Take a breath and then proceed to what you're doing. Give you a little different perspective on things.
It sure would. It changes everything. It changes the atmosphere. It's such an amazing gift from God, music.
Well, always a delight to chat with you, kiddo. I miss you, and I love to see you guys. Marin Alsop enlisted the talents of two of her composer colleagues, Bob Christensen and Gary Anderson, who together began to reshape Handel's Messiah into a today's gospel jazz version in 1992. The trio envisioned Messiah in a way that captures a fresh feel and thrill while still retaining Handel's original musical intent. It's a great story. Now with a more expanded sense of audience participation, it becomes an active listening experience when you're allowed not just to stand up at the end to welcome the king, but to clap your hands and join in the fun, says Marin, who wanted to relax the perception of quiet, polite classical audience and turn the performance into a participatory event. The creative team of Alsop, Anderson, Christensen decided their adaptation would encompass jazz, gospel, rock, and funk. The result is a swinging performance of the traditional oratorio. The Auditorium Theater presents its annual King Holiday Celebration performances of Two at the Handle, the Jazz Gospel Messiah, on Saturday, January 16th and Sunday the 17th. The exuberant reinvention of George Friedrich Handel's Messiah comes in the form of a vibrant mix of jazz, gospel, blues, swing, classical, and scat, featuring soloists Roderick Dixon, Elfreda Burke, and Karen Marie Richardson. And on the line with us right now is our good friend Elfreda Burke. Elfreda, I'm going to give a phone number if people would like to get some information, and that's 312-341-2300.
Correct.
Always a delight, kiddo, to talk with you.
Likewise.
Now, I'm going to insist upon this, and I know Brad's too busy to talk to me. I know he's too important not to come on the show. But
that is not true. He really was trying to make it happen.
Tell him I said, but when the new CD comes out, I insist, please let me know, and we'll talk about it. We'll play it on the show. We'll get the word out, and I might even sing along a little bit with you.
Oh, please do. It's a lot of pieces that are very familiar, and, you know, we always do things that are close to the heart or close to our journeys. So I think you would enjoy. And I have to get it into your hands.
Please, I'd love you to do that. And tell Henry and everybody on the board I said hello, my dear. And God bless you for everything you do. We're going to see you at Two Hot to Handle.
Well, look forward to seeing you. Do you know which day you're coming?
You know, I'm not sure. I got to check with my social director at home.
Busy man.
And tell Rad I said hello.
I sure will do that.
Thank you, Elfreda.
Thank you.
Thank you, dear. Take care.
You too.
Bye-bye. Elfreda Burke, one of the most delightful ladies in Chicago entertainment. Always enjoyable chatting with Elfreda. We've been friends for many years, and she and Roderick Dixon, very, very talented people. And Two Hot to Handle, the 11th annual. I think Brett Batterson would be very proud of that, because he brought it from Detroit, as Elfreda said, and it's become a hit, something that very much we all look forward to, celebrating the legacy of Dr. Martin Luther King. The 11th annual Too Hot to Handle, the Jazz Gospel Messiah, January 16th and 17th at the Auditorium Theater of Roosevelt University. And again, for tickets, 312-341-2300. The 2016 Chicago Travel and Adventure Show returns to the Donald E. Stevens Convention Center, 5555 North River Road in Rosemont, January 23rd and 24th, making it the perfect first stop for anyone seeking an exciting year of travel. During the 12th annual show, guests will obtain expert information from some of the world's foremost travel authorities and browse hundreds of booths offering fascinating information and special discounts on exciting American and international destinations. With an ever-expanding array of inspirational seminars, demonstrations, and workshops on five educational stages, travelers can immerse themselves in the aroma of exotic international cuisines, hear the beats of authentic cultural performances, learn how to travel more efficiently, and gain inspiration to consider new destination options. The Savvy Traveler Theater affords an intimate venue where attendees can learn how-to tips on traveling smarter, preview the latest gadgets and innovations for their upcoming adventures, and attend educational sessions on travel photography and packing. Our 2016 Chicago show will be our biggest and most wide-ranging ever, says Travel and Adventure Show CEO John Golich, who also serves as executive editor of the popular travel website 1000traveltips.com. Rick Steves is always one of our most popular speakers, and we are delighted this year we have one of the most educational rosters of presenters ever. And on the line with us right now is the award-winning businessman, creative entrepreneur, seasoned traveler, one of the brightest stars in the world of national specialty shows, intrepid adventurer, and a person sincerely dedicated in bringing the joy of travel, dream vacations, and adventure to America, and the founder and CEO of the 12th Annual Chicago Travel and Adventure Show, January 23rd and 24th at the Donald Stevens Convention Center, 5555 North River Road in Rosemont, our good friend, Mr. John Golich. Johnny, welcome back to the Kevin Moore Show.
Well, thanks so much for having us back. We're really excited to be in Chicago next weekend. It looks like our biggest show ever, and our early attendance numbers are through the roof, so we're excited to see everyone again.
Well, that's because you're back in Palm Springs here. The weather is warm today. It's beautiful. I can't believe it. It was 10 below yesterday. Today is 35. It feels like we're in California.
Yeah, well, I'm actually in California right now, San Diego,
okay,
this weekend, and it was 56 degrees this morning, so who knew?
It's going to be nice. John, we're looking forward to this year, of course, and this year is bigger and better than ever. You have so much planned, so many things on the docket to do. I think it's very exciting. Of course, you got a guy that I every time he's on TV, I got to switch on. That's Rick Steves.
Oh, Rick's fantastic. He's a good friend of ours in the show, and he's been doing it for years now. And the only travel shows he does now is the Travel and Adventure shows, and he's coming back to Chicago this year. I don't think he was there last year, so it's a nice, nice change of pace. And he's bringing his ever-popular speech about Europe through the back door. So I think everyone's going to get a lot of education about what to do in Europe, how to go there, how to save money and travel safer and better right now. And he joins Pauline Frommer and Peter Greenberg, of course, who's an Emmy Award-winning reporter on CBS. And we're really excited to have Colleen Kelly here, who's also a PBS television star underway here. And she does a family travel with Colleen Kelly there around the country. So we have a little bit of for everyone, whether you want great advice from Rick and Pauline and hard-hitting ways to save money and kind of don't get scammed with Peter Greenberg. And then Chicago's always our biggest family event, and Colleen Kelly's going to talk about where to travel with your kids and family and extended family and how to do it better than you have in the past. So should be a great, great show this year.
John, is it for a seasoned traveler or is it for a novice or anyone can come?
Look, this is really for anyone who likes to travel or wants to travel.
Okay.
You may be young and starting out, or perhaps your phase of life now allows you more time to travel, and you can find a place to go away for the weekend, drive to vacations. It's about 50% domestic, so there's destinations from around the United States. Matter of fact, Arizona is one of our sponsors this year, and they're doing a lot of stuff with us. And, you know, I think when the snow's coming and it's cold in Chicago, Arizona starts to look pretty good.
Sure, absolutely.
We have AAA is coming in from Chicago area, and they're coming in with a bunch of partners to offer fantastic deals. They're giving away $1,000 off of select trip packages, which is incredible. So I think you'll be able to, if you want to get a cruise or go to a great resort or hit the Caribbean or find a nice tour somewhere, AAA can help you book it right there on site. So we had a little bit of everything for everyone. And Mexico, of course, has a stunning display there with lots of activity. And I remember being there yesterday, hearing them last year, it seems like yesterday, a mariachi band and drinking a shot of tequila. So there's a little bit of everything for everyone.
You know, we're going to be talking with Vicki Evans from AAA here in a little while, too, and I'm sure she's going to have some great ideas. But what's hot in travel right now? Here, you're a guy who sees it all. I mean, everybody comes to you and says, what do you think about this? What do you think about that? And you have to be a source and a font of information. But what's hot right now?
Well, there's two great trends. There's one great advantage to take right now, and there's one great trend. So I'll take about one of the most advantage places to go right now is Europe. Mm-hmm. The U.S. dollar is killing it against the euro right now. And for the last year, it's been a great place to go because of the economic, should we say, malaise in Europe right now. Hotels are less full. Lines at museums and attractions are less full. So it's a great time to go to Europe. It's the cheapest you've probably ever seen in your lifetime.
Really?
So if you want to go and you haven't gone to Europe, do it now. Huh. And the second, and the trend that's really popular right now is multi-generational travel. That's where you go with grandparents, parents, kids, grandkids, you put them all together, and it's stolen time, as I like to say, because you get them all away from the electronics in one location. You see things as a group and talk about it that evening. You go to great food experiences together. And if you can do it and you haven't taken the kids to Europe, put it together now. Bring the grandparents, bring the kids, get some great deals in Europe right now, and really, really enjoy it at a price that you haven't seen in recent history.
You know, it's funny you say that because I always felt a ski vacation was like that in the United States, whether it was the Colorado or Utah, because the kids are all together and they're so exhausted from what they do all day. They don't want to go out at night. They come back, they sit by the fire, have dinner, they go to sleep, so you never have to worry about them. But now this is kind of interesting, going to Europe. Now you're all kind of put together with a common denominator. You're going to the museums and so forth. You sit down for dinner, but they're with you. You know, they're not in front of that TV necessarily.
And, you know, there's tremendous options now in Europe, too. You know, you can do it through a tour operator like Rick Steves or some of the other tours that we have there, which offer great escorted tours. So if you don't want to deal with planning and figure out what you're going to do every day, do it. You put the group on, and they take you around. You've got guides everywhere. They cater to the children. All the planning is done for you. So that's a very effective, easy way to do it. And another way, actually, my wife and I just did it, was take a cruise through Europe. And we actually went on a great cruise line from Barcelona to Venice.
Really?
With about 7 or 8 stops over 12, 13 days. We front-ended in Barcelona, back-ended in Venice. It was a great way because you get to see a lot of Europe. You see capital cities. You have a lot of options on how you want to see that, whether you want to go into a town by yourself, whether you want to hop on an excursion with a ship. You never have to unpack and repack every time because your hotel goes with you. Mm-hmm. So you just think of the ship as a great hotel with good food, and it takes you through some places in Europe that you can then decide, hey, I want to go bring the family back here, or I want to spend more time in this particular location in the future, and you can certainly do a lot of that. So there's so many different options for you in Europe right now, from river cruising to self-guided to just going and do a couple cities and see things or take a tour. It's a wonderful option. We got lots of exhibitors and educational sessions on that at the show, so you can learn all about it.
What's the weather in Europe like? Just the same as the United States right now?
You know, I always say the weather in Europe is pretty much like the weather in anywhere from Washington, D.C.-ish, if you will. It's about a good parallel. You know, depending where you go to the mountains, it's going to get cold. If you go far north, the Scandinavian country, it's going to be a little more like Maine. But, you know, most of the Europe we think of is in the same kind of weather as the East Coast, if you will, from the same meridian, and you got the same kind of weather. So bring a jacket this time of year, and in the summer it's going to be warmer.
What about in the United States now? The national parks seem to be very, very prominent and very, very popular now.
National parks are fantastic, and as you know, in 2016 they celebrate their 100th anniversary. Mm-hmm. So you know, we do a lot of work with Yosemite in California, which is a fantastic place to see. It's a great place to see in the fall. It's probably its peak period, so
really?
You want to keep that in mind. And there's nothing wrong going to summer or anything else, but fall is really a peak period in Yosemite from a views and spectacular view kind of nature. But it's great to go to any of these parks year-round. And they're everywhere, whether you want to go to Dakotas, if you're in Chicago, or whether you want to go to the West Coast, East Coast. Parks are really on a resurgent path. And of course, you know what better place to take your family, I think, than the national parks. So, or maybe you just want to hop in a car and do the Route 66 thing, which is always fun.
Sure.
Rent an RV and go around the country on that. There's so many different ways to travel, which is what's fantastic. Airfares are still low. Price of fuel has gone down for the airlines as well, so fares are more competitive than ever. I mean, it's just a great time to travel. And if you go on transatlantic, fares are down about 15% from last year, so it's even a better deal. There's a lot of capacity and not enough travelers, so it's great prices there. And everyone's competing for your travel dollars right now, be it Thailand, be it, Asia is really coming on strong for a lot of people right now. It's a wonderful time to go to Asia. The dollar, again, is strong. Great deals on airfare. More ways to get there. You can do cruising in Europe. You can go to see China or Japan or Malaysia or Indonesia now. It's just great opportunities to immerse yourself in cultures. And that's what the show brings to life. We have four educational stages live and programmed chock full of stages, from the 1,000-seat theater where you see Rick Steves to our destination theater, which is 40-minute workshops on different destinations. We have a savvy travel theater, which we introduced last year across the country, which is all about tips and tricks and technology, how to travel better, smarter, safer. And an all-newly managed Taste of Travel stage this year, which has got some fantastic chefs coming into Chicago. And they'll be right in front of you. You can almost touch them, and they'll show you tips and techniques in a stadium-type setting of how to cook great international fare. So if that doesn't get you stoked, see the dancers and the music on a global beach.
You're making me hungry right now. You're making me hungry right now.
Well, food is a huge part of travel, as you know.
Oh, sure.
Even it's driving more and more travel trips every year. And as I always say, it's great to see everything. And if you, depending who you're with, or you're just with your a couple or alone, or if you got the family, people may go different ways, but you know, a great dinner at an authentic place is a great way for everyone to connect again and talk about your experiences during the day and turn those electronics off and just talk to each other about what you've seen, and you have a great time.
What's the best way to book travel? What's the best way to book hotels?
Well, I think there's a variety of ways to do it. And, one of the things we advocate now is what I call travel on demand. Technology, this smartphone that we talk on all the time now, has so many apps that you can go and pick a hotel up in a city at the last second at a great price for distressed inventory. So apps like Hotel Tonight means you don't have to spend all that time booking a hotel anymore. You can use an app to book a flight at a great price at the last minute, hop in a city, open your phone up, call an Uber and get a cab without making pre-planning. So that's an exciting way to do things if you're a little more adventurous. A travel agency like AAA always is a great way to find good bargains and great places to stay. They work with a lot of partners that incent them to give special pricing. So that's always, if you're doing a more complex trip, or you just want to have something where someone takes care of those details and you know you're going to have a perfect trip, a travel agent is still a great way to go.
So you're not going to pay a premium if you go to AAA, because people probably think, well, how's AAA going to make any money? You won't pay a premium because they get some better deals than you would normally get.
They have volume.
Yeah.
And they have all the members, and there's AAAs around the country, so they have national deals set up with these vendors.
Mm-hmm.
To give their members great prices. They get compensated by the vendor based on volume quotas. So it's not your typical kind of what you're thinking, that you're going to get stuck in an expensive trip. Actually, you're going to find great deals that will be as competitive as anything else, or more often than not, have more experiences and benefits to the trip. And that's sometimes, it's not the best price that wins, it's the experience that wins.
Right.
And as I always say, if you're going to travel for a week or 10 days or 2 weeks, whatever you're going, even a weekend, right, how valuable is your time?
Sure, sure.
And to make a mistake in the planning can ruin the trip and waste your time. And I guarantee you, and we've all done it, we've all had a travel mishap. We said, I just spent that extra $50. I would have never had this problem.
Right, right.
And I would have felt great about it. But now you're complaining about what went wrong. So, value your time highly. And the money part of it becomes a little bit more manageable, I think.
My youngest son studied at Loyola of Rome for a year, and we went over there to visit him. And I got on the plane. Of course, I had a travel. It wasn't her fault. I actually went on a plane. Booked me in front of the washroom for the entire. Oh, I was crying for 8 hours. I got to tell you, it was terrible.
We've all done it. I like to think I'm a pretty experienced traveler, and I can't tell you how many times I've been getting in a car with some people to go to one of our shows and. And I'm wondering why my phone's not giving me updates about my flight, and I realize I booked the wrong day. So when you book on the internet, it's great. You can find a lot of good deals. You can control your own travel on the internet, which is wonderful. But sometimes you hit refresh and reset the dates, and oops, then you're on your own.
There you go. One last thought for the Chicago Travel and Adventure Show coming this weekend.
Well, here's what I'm thinking. I think everyone's probably getting a little tired of winter.
even though it seems a little warmer than normal. It's coming on hard. It's a great time to book your summer and spring trips, last-minute getaways. But most importantly, our job, as I see it, is everyone's got a kind of a bucket list of 5 to 7 places they really want to go to. My job is to change that list when you leave the show. So you'll come in, and you may be thinking one way, but I guarantee you'll come back with 3 new ideas from that show. And the best part people like about the event is the experts. We have thousands of experts that fly in from around the country and the world to man those booths and talk to you with local knowledge, and you can't get it anywhere else.
Sure. All in one place.
Exactly. On the roof, you can see the world in 1 or 2 days, and a lot of people come for 2 days now, so enjoy it.
The 2016 Chicago Travel and Adventure Show, returning to the Donald E. Stevens Convention Center, 5555 North River Road in Rosemont, January 23rd and 24th, is the ideal destination for anyone seeking their next vacation, be it a sun-drenched visit to explore Arizona's natural wonders, a relaxing cruise in the Caribbean, a motorcycle trip through Portugal, or a trek up the Himalayas. With a lineup of stellar expert speakers, many presenting for the first time, as well as more than 350 exhibitors, the 2016 show will be the biggest and most wide-ranging ever. Our show guests are really in for a treat this year as we've expanded the expo in all areas, as Travel and Adventure Show CEO John Golich, who also serves as executive director of the popular travel website 1000traveltips.com. Visitors will leave the show with the insights and travel planning tools they just can't find anywhere else. And on the line with us right now is John Golich. John, I appreciate you taking a little time. I mean, you're a font of information, and people really appreciate spending a little time. As you say, either 1 day or 2 days, it might change their whole perspective on taking a little trip this summer.
Absolutely. We look forward to meeting all of you down in Donald E. Stevens Convention Center next weekend, and it's going to be a fantastic event. Come on down, you know, find your dream of a trip, and go ahead and book it and get away.
Safe travels, my pal.
Thank you, my friend.
Thank you, John.
Take care. Bye.
John Golich, CEO of the Travel and Adventure Show, which will be at the Donald E. Stevens Convention Center, 5550 North River Road, Rosemont, January 23rd and 24th. Get a lot of information. As John said, you're going to see the world in 1 or 2 days that you wouldn't be able to have that exposure anywhere else. And for information, travelshows.com/show/Chicago, and very interesting. And our next guest from AAA will kind of continue this conversation, maybe give us a little more insight on what to expect and what we can talk about. The 2016 Chicago Travel and Adventure Show returns to the Donald E. Stevens Convention Center, 5555 North River Road, Rosemont, January 23rd and 24th, making it the perfect stop for anyone seeking an exciting year of travel. During the 12th annual show, guests will obtain expert information from some of the world's foremost travel authorities and browse hundreds of booths offering fascinating information and special discounts on exciting American and international destinations. The prestigious lineup of featured speakers on the 1,000-seat Travel and Adventure Theater stage includes America's leading authority on European travel, Rick Steves, host of PBS's Rick Steves Europe, CBS travel editor Peter Greenberg, Frommer's Guide editor Pauline Frommer, family travel expert and TV host Colleen Kelly, travel deals expert Johnny Jett, and acclaimed travel author Alan Carl. And on the line with us right now is the certified travel consultant whose responsibilities include sales, marketing, and business development, media and community relations consultant specializing in luxury travel, AAA manager covering 11 states in the Midwest and South region of the United States, and the person you want to speak with from AAA for all your travel plans who will make your dreams come true, Ms. Vicki Evans. Vicki, welcome to the Kevin Moore Show.
Yes, good afternoon, everyone. Glad to be on.
Great to have you, and looking forward to the 12th Annual Chicago Travel and Adventure Show. Have you been to Chicago before, Vicki?
Yes, I've been there probably about 8 times now.
Well, you're familiar with our town then, and you're going to be telling everybody about all the great deals that they can get when they contact AAA, and what basically should people bring to the show when they come?
Well, again, if you're ready to book your vacation, whether it's this year or even next year, because to be honest with you, the trends are that people are booking up to 2 years in advance.
Really?
The very best savings.
Wow.
So bring your credit card and make sure you're ready to book if you want to get the best savings, because we are very, very excited to be part of the Chicago Adventure Travel Show. We are, being one of the top sponsors, we wanted to bring a lot of our top cruise partners and tour operators that really service destinations all over the world, both domestic U.S. and Canada, you know, Europe, all of the continents. So again, we're going to be bringing some awesome offers available to anybody that attends the show. And if you are a AAA member, there may be additional benefits that you can get. But again, we're open to non-members too. But like I said, we're very, very excited to be part of the show.
Vicki, what's the advantage to booking through AAA? Now, people would think that, well, it's AAA, they have to make their own money, so they probably mark things up. But that's not necessarily the case, is it?
No, we negotiate with all these top partners, and we represent across the AAA Federation now 54 million AAA members.
Whoa.
So when we go to the negotiation table with the cruise lines and the tour operators, we do bring the very best value for your money and get you the very best offer that there is out there. So we can get you extra discounts, shipboard credits, various different upgrades. There may be a case that you can get a free pre-night before you go on your cruise. So depending on what it is you're looking for, both destination, type of travel, our number one goal is to save you money and to get you the very best travel option that we can find out there based on your needs and based on your preferences.
And that's not only in the United States, that's worldwide.
Worldwide, absolutely.
Okay. And that's for hotels and that's for travel also?
Yes, that's for whether you want to would you like us to put a cruise together for you, mm-hmm. but maybe you're the type of individual or family that wants to have a customized vacation.
Mm-hmm.
So you're just going on your own and you want to visit five countries in 5 days, we can basically do that.
Mm-hmm.
From, like I said, from Europe. You know, again, we're finding the national parks to being very, very popular this year, being the centennial year.
Mm-hmm.
And again, some people want to really stay close to home. We have lots and lots of varieties of vacations, whether you want to take that guided vacation where you're on a luxury motor coach with a guide, or whether you want to do your own thing, again, driving in your car, having a route planned out for you with hotels and sightseeing along the way. So we really offer every type of variety of travel, and it can all be customized and put together. You know, some customers will ask us for a month stay in a destination, and we'll literally put that together for them based on their needs.
Now, I had John Golich, of course, the CEO of the Travel and Adventure Show, on just a little while ago here. And he was mentioning that the dollar is very strong in Europe and against Europe, the euro now.
Of course, the euro is extremely good value against the dollar right now for us Americans traveling to Europe. And with a lot of the airfares being reduced, as well as offers, we have been inundated in the last week with various different offers.
Really?
We've got one company that is giving a $500 air credit. Trafalgar Tours, is one of our top companies. So again, if you wanted a guided vacation and you want to say, how can I save on this airfare that generally could cost in the realm of $1,500, I can now get $500 credit off of that, as well as 10% off of my total price if I wanted to pay in full. Of course, you're not going to get that in your savings account these days.
Sure.
So, you know, when we try to put stack all the offers together. But again, coming to the Adventure Travel Show, AAA is also doing something unprecedented. We have never given an offer where it's up to savings of up to $1,000 off your vacation.
Wow.
And that is something we have just done for the Chicago Adventure Show. So if you can come to the show, you can book at the show, or if you would prefer to just come and get inspired about different destinations, as you said, there's hundreds and hundreds of different partners going to be there, and lots of different ideas. So we find a lot of people will attend the show just to kind of get their bucket list, you know, revamped up and say, okay, my priorities are one of these three destinations. And we will, again, with our travel professionals that are going to be on staff that day, we'll probably have upwards of 25, 30 staff on hand that will be able to help you through all of the different peace officers that are out there, again, destination-wise, and how to do this the best way possible. That is what we offer as a free service.
Well, you know, you make a good point. I'm going to reiterate this. It's a lot to absorb if you come to the Travel and Adventure Show, but it's a great place to be because, as John had mentioned, you get the whole world in front of you that you normally wouldn't be able to do in one place. But it's a great place to come, and I'm going to use your words, to be inspired to do some traveling.
Absolutely. absolutely. And that's what we found many, many people last year. They commented that, wow, I'm overwhelmed with the amount of opportunity here. Another service that AAA offers very exclusively, you can come in and contact one of our AAA travel professionals, tell them your bucket list. I want to go to, maybe I would like to go to Costa Rica, or maybe I'd like to visit South America. I can tell my travel counselor, these are the destinations I would like to go to, and then we will email you deals. We'll invite you to events and various different things that will help you to save money and get more information about your bucket list destinations. So again, it's a service we offer free of charge, but it allows you to just get relevant information from your travel agent that can really help you to not only, like I said, save money, but also give you the very best way to go to that destination.
You know, because you're a guest on my show, you have now become my official travel agent, Vicki. I want you to know that.
That's fantastic. We will certainly take care of you.
Now, besides the national parks, what are some of the other hot destinations right now, Vicki?
Well, we're finding Cuba is off the charts.
Really?
Request, believe it or not, even though it's very expensive at this moment in time. And I think what the urgency to get there is before it is spoiled, because, again, we're seeing that, you know, we're gradually getting more and more Americans wanting to go to Cuba. Last year they had over 700,000 Americans that visited Cuba.
Huh.
Under the restrictions that we currently have today, it has to be a one of 12 reasons that you're visiting Cuba. So you can't just go there on your own and do a tailor-made vacation. It has to be a tour.
Mm-hmm.
And it's very expensive. But what will happen is the projections are that if Cuba is opened up fully, they will have approximately 10 million Americans. That's without the Europeans, the South Americans coming in. So it will change the way Cuba is today. And what's so spectacular about it, it's almost like you're in a time warp. And that, you know, again, you've got a lot of history there. It's the largest Caribbean island. And again, beautiful beaches, a lot of history. And again, we're getting a lot of inquiries about that.
Wow.
Caribbean and Mexico, especially from Chicago area, we're finding, again, cruising is exploding. And even though you may have to fly down, obviously, to a port of call to get on board a cruise ship, I can tell you, out of Florida, we have enormous amount of offers. Like Royal Caribbean right now, they have a deal where you can buy one cruise and get the second cruise half price.
Wow.
And that's just one of about three or four multitude of offers that we can piece together for you.
Hmm.
So lots and lots of savings, whether it's a package tour to Mexico. Sometimes you can get a charter flight. Sometimes it's a scheduled flight. But, again, our travel counselors are really trained to assist you in finding the very best opportunity for you at the very best price. And, you know, we all like to go online and to just kind of spend a couple of hours to see what we can find. But having that professional travel agent to assist you from start to finish until you get back, we are there for you 24/7. So if you do have an emergency of any kind while on vacation, you've got that security blanket of having AAA there for you.
Well, of course, you said, Vicki, you don't have to be a member of AAA, but I'm a member and my family is a member. It's always good to be a member of AAA because there's so many advantages and opportunities that AAA affords besides when you get a flat tire, you get a fix. But look at all these travel opportunities that come with it, too. There's just a wonderful array of offers that and contributions that AAA makes to travel and to people worldwide.
Yes, and many, you know, it's amazing. There are many AAA members even that don't even realize what savings we can provide.
I'm one of them, I think.
Yes, and that's what we want to educate you. So come to the show because we really want to educate you. There's a lot of different presentations on destinations. Alaska is another hot destination, and we are going to have an on-stage Alaska production show, one of the very first shows on Saturday morning. And so if you're interested in Alaska, this gives you a lot of tips, a lot of ways and different ideas of how you can visit the beautiful great land of Alaska.
Well, if people can't get to the show and they still would like to contact AAA and maybe your staff, how would they go about doing that, Vicki?
Actually, if you go on to AAA.com,
okay,
and you hit AAA branches, they'll give you a whole list of all of the different locations. We have tons and tons of offices in the various different communities surrounding Chicago. And you can actually contact one of the AAA professionals. You can make an appointment, or you can actually just go into the office or call us. So We are ready there waiting for anybody that is looking to get some sun. And I'm sitting in sunny Florida at the moment.
I know.
I know your temperature's been kind of dipping there, and so I'm getting ready for the cold weather. But it's kind of nice having a really lovely hot vacation to look forward to.
Well, one of my favorite restaurants is the Columbia in Ybor City, which you're just outside of Tampa there, so that's one of my favorite places.
Yes, that's awesome.
The 2016 Chicago Travel and Adventure Show returns to the Donald E. Stevens Convention Center, 5555 North River Road, Rosemont, January 23rd and 24th, making it the perfect first stop for anyone seeking an exciting year of traveling. On the line with us right now is the Certified Travel Consultant Manager from AAA, Vicki Evans. And again, Vicki, if they want to contact AAA one more time.
Yes, just go on to AAA.com and click on our AAA branch locations, and then you can get your nearest branch location to you.
Well, I will be contacting you personally. I thank you for taking a little time. Safe travels here to Chicago, and bring a coat.
Yes, absolutely. I will. I look forward to seeing you.
Okay, kiddo. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Vicki Evans from AAA, and very interesting because a lot of opportunities that you're not aware that AAA offers, but by all means, go on their website and see if you can get some. And again, the 2016 Chicago Travel and Adventure Show, January 23rd and 24th at the Stevens Convention Center in Rosemont. Well, that about does it for our show today. I thank you for sharing this last hour with me and hope you, our listeners, have enjoyed this time as much as I have. I'd especially like to thank our guest, Alfreda Burke. Always delightful chatting with Alfreda, who with her husband, Roderick Dixon, and together with Karen Marie Richardson, will be appearing January 16th and 17th in what has become an annual tradition at the Auditorium Theater of Roosevelt University, Too Hot to Handle, the 11th Annual Jazz Gospel Messiah. For information, 312-341-2300 in celebration of Dr. Martin Luther King holiday. And if you can't get down to see it because it leaves you with goosebumps and you won't be able to sit down. John Golich, the founder and CEO of the 12th Annual Chicago Travel and Adventure Show, January 23rd and 24th at the Donald E. Stevens Convention Center, 5555 North River Road in Rosemont, should make a great weekend, a destination for the weekend. And if you can get there for both days, even better. As John said, you'll see the whole world or have the opportunity to see the whole world and the opportunities out there in one specific place. And should be a lot of fun. Travelshows.com/show/Chicago, and that will give you some information. And finally, it was delightful chatting with Vicki Evans, the certified travel consultant for AAA, the person you want to speak with from AAA for all your travel plans, who will make your dreams come true. And as she says, if you can't absorb everything and book anything, at least go there for inspiration. If you want to call her, you can call her at 813-288-7992. Finally, a famous writer once said, one ought every day at least to hear a little song, read a good poem, see a fine picture, and if it were possible, to speak a few reasonable words. I hope on our show today we have, at the very least, done just that, spoken a few reasonable words. At that, I'd like to wish everyone a good week, and as that British group once said, and in the end, the love that you take is equal to the love that you make. Happy New Year, everyone.
If we can try with every day to make it better as it grows, then any luck, then I suppose. The music, the music, the music.